The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Okay, so we're going to have a Down in the DM recap that's coming up, right? One of those breakdowns that we do, and it's a lot today.
A lot.
But also the parents' court was different. We play a little bit of audio from a child who is just out of control is the only way to describe this probably
devil
five-year-old
child is what I call
boy.
Him.
I guess, but I mean, you could call him whatever you want. He's a product of his environment.
True.
Is what he is. And he's cursing at his grandma. He's cursing at his, I don't know if this is a sister, a mom, a tia. I don't know who it is sitting there with him. But it's just, it is a chaotic situation. And I found out there's three things that your children should never, ever say to you. And if they do, they need to be corrected immediately. So let's go ahead and listen to today's episode because it's very important. You ever go to a business and get a service, whether it's a restaurant or whatever it is, and then just decide halfway through, I'm never coming back here.
Yep.
That happened to my husband, DJ Automatic. Mm. Welcome to Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So I went to get my oil changed, and when I brought my truck back to my house and parked it there, it dumped all the oil in the driveway.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Yeah.
And then it dumped it here at work. We didn't even notice.
I didn't even notice until my daughter called me, and she was like, Dad, there's oil all over the driveway. And I was like, what? And so I go out there, I look, and I call up the guy, and he's like, bring it right back in. Or do you want me to tow it? And I was like, he's like, yeah, I think we might have not put the oil cap back on. I don't think they put the oil filter back on the car.
They didn't put anything back on.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it sounds
you
like.
You saw the puddle. So I'm sitting there in the place, and I'm like, night. I'm thinking this guy's going to, you know, give me my money back, or he's going to do something for me. He's like, yeah, we'll wash it off. Why don't you just wait around while we do that real
we
quick?
We sat in there for over an hour. We still have to take the car back so they can clean the engine and everything.
Damn.
I mean, all the oil leaked out.
You brought the wife back this time, huh?
And hold on. These old people were talking about things that are not appropriate. Oh. They were saying racist,
I was like, I'm going to go local with my oil change here.
Here's the thing about...
And
you
all
know,
I got was just a
care.
Big old dose of local
and
is
you
what
know
I got.
Everybody's grandparents be saying things. And
yeah, well, that's the thing about racist old people is that it's every type of old person. Like, ain't nobody more racist than a Mexican grandma.
Oh, God. No, I think these two men were. I think they might have beat my nana.
No,
I was like,
God.
Oh, my God. And they didn't even care. Otto was going to say something. I said, your truck is up on a rack. Do you really want to go there? No, we just won't come back.
Oh, yeah, don't come back. And, like, read the Yelp reviews next time, my guy.
Oh, I
what happened?
I've never written.
How did you guys end up at the poorly oil change place that's racist?
Because it's a local place, and DJ Automatic
wanted
to give people local.
And the other thing was, he charged me $108 for a freaking oil change.
We're never going back there.
No.
Hey, customer service means if you mess up, you give your customers their money back, especially when you might ruin their car.
Yeah, and just save your racist comments for the break room.
Thank you.
How about that?
There you go.
They're old. They don't care. National Day, Anthony.
All right, we'll start with National Lipstick Day. Anybody?
Lipstick? Nope. Lipstick is so amazing, and it's back for a long time, just glosses and things, but lipstick is popular again.
Oh, there we go. Fun fact right there. And we have National Chicken Wing Day. It is also National Lasagna Day. But let's wrap it up on National Talk in an Elevator Day, since we have one here in the building.
I don't like being in elevators where there's no music or nothing going on. My husband will talk to anybody or anything.
I hate the awkward silence.
Yeah,
somebody say something.
No, the worst thing, Anthony, is automatic. We're not even involved in a conversation. Somebody's talking and he will involve himself.
Right in.
Like, nobody's talking to you or they just kind of look at him like, what?
Have you had your oil changed recently?
Don't go to that place.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Down in the DM, the breakdown, we're going to talk about Angelica and Evan. Now, let me remind you what's happening. She hit me up because she suspects her man Evan has got a burner Instagram account.
Evan answered, you didn't tag me. And his friend said, bro, what wrong Instagram?
Oh, wrong Instagram.
So his friend tagged the wrong account.
Yeah, he freaked out. Like, he started making faces at his friend, and we had this big fight and ended up leaving early.
Now, of course, I'm going to call and pretend to be this woman, Sophie. And let's find out right now, did Evan bite? You know, a little appetizer or something, hang out at your spot, and who knows what happens after that.
Yeah. You know, I like how that sounds, Sophie.
You dumbass! You disgusting!
Cheater, pumpkin eater, and that guy sounds so cringy and creepy. Yeah, Sophie.
Oh, not as cringy as the pumpkin eater, though, over there.
Well, I was going to say something else, but we'll lose the FCC license.
My heart skips when he gets, like, caught mid-act. Like, that was like, ooh, that's frightening, dude.
But it gets worse, because as the Down in the DM goes on, our girl Angelica, she's kind of strong. I thought, is she going to like cry? Nah. She calls him out on his BS.
You are a lying piece of shit. I'm out. Your car is not your car, okay? I signed it. Can't take your 480 credit score and get the out of my life.
We need to talk about this.
480? I didn't even know it went that low.
Hey. Don't. Let's not worry about how low people's credit scores can go. Let's focus on the dishonesty.
Okay.
Here, okay.
But how do you get to 480 is what I'm asking.
Why are you looking at me so hard like that?
Why are you staring at me like that, bro?
A lot of student loan debt, some credit card mishaps, and a Banana Republic credit card that you didn't even know you had. That's how you get that. I don't even know Banana Republic is a
thing. That's the worst because they have the highest interest rates, man. Anyway, Evan was wrong in so many ways. I love the fact that she was tough because we called her back and she's like, there's no way I'm taking him back.
She made him leave.
I thought she was going to cry. She was going to get sad. She was done with him. Phones are blowing up on this one. Line 8, what you think?
Oh, man, it went down. He was stupid.
Right? Why was he doing that? Don't you think it's cheating?
Hey, man, this dude ain't had no money. He broke.
Hey, yeah, dog. If your credit's down that bad, bro, you shouldn't be acting out of pocket. You know what I'm saying?
The boy got greedy, thought he was balling, man.
I think you can't be cheating unless you make like $75,000 a year. At least.
I think you're going to have to change that number with inflation.
You got to make at least 6 figures, okay, before you step out on anyone. Or how about don't?
There you go.
How about just don't do that?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Phones are already going crazy about the audio we just played. If you just turned the radio on, we're talking about a 5-year-old kid inside of a McDonald's calling his grandmother and maybe his sister or auntie all kinds of bees and hitting. If you want to see the video, you have to go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. But let's play the audio and let us have a conversation, okay?
All right.
Sit down. No, I'm driving my stuff. Yo, I'm driving my stuff.
Don't
touch
my stuff.
It just
stopped. Stop doing that.
There is so much to break down in this video, and the kid said something. There's 3 things that a child should never say to you, okay? They should never say, I'm going to kill you.
Obviously.
Kid said that. We were at a nice 5-star resort recently where a child said that to his father, and his father was like, oh, calm down.
He thought it was funny.
No, he didn't think it was funny. He was embarrassed, but he didn't correct him.
Well, he laughed.
A child should never say, shut up to you, and a child should never tell you, I hate you.
Oh, I learned that one early. Don't ever say, shut up. My mom.
I can't even imagine saying shut up to my mom or dad.
There's so many sides to that video that you just played. And one side, though, because I know you guys are talking about how it is to be parents and whatnot, but I think it also takes a village when it comes to raising the children.
Well,
and yeah, at a certain point, though, you got to put the phone down, bro. The kid is clearly acting out because he does see the camera and he's acting out for the camera a little bit. But like these younger teens who are filming him, like you guys are contributing a little bit to the problem.
Well, what's going on in his little village is there's a dad or a brother or a cousin or somebody who acts like that, and that kid thinks it's okay.
Automatic, I think you're right. A lot of people writing on a video are like, he needs a dad. He needs a man in his life. He's got a man in his life. He doesn't have a good man in his life. And it's unfortunate that people are writing, you should beat him, take the belt out. You know, that kid has been beaten his whole life. That kid isn't afraid of hands. He's not afraid of that. What that kid has never had is love, a hug, structure. He's been an inconvenience to these people since the day he was born.
And then grandma had to take care of him.
And he's an inconvenience to her because she's probably been raising kids since she was a child herself. So there's things that you got to do when you're raising your children. Know when not to respond. When your child says something crazy, if you get down in the gutter and act crazy, they don't respect you because you have brought yourself down to that level.
Yep.
You're arguing with a child. You've already lost once you start that. Number 4, catch them when they're being good. And tell them how wonderful they are.
Tell them that you love them.
Instead of them getting your attention only when they are behaving negatively, anytime they do any little thing, oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you. Oh my gosh, that's so great. Guess what they're going to do? Kids want that praise. They want that attention. They crave that. They'll try to do good more. And it's at a subconscious level. Number 3, give them your attention. Gosh, when Anthony said, put that phone down, I'm just as guilty of it. It's so difficult. Number 2, they have to have consequences. This child has never had consequences ever in his life. He's just doing whatever he wants.
Beating isn't always necessarily consequences.
It makes me angry. All the people saying he needs a beating. I'm telling you right now, the kid has been hit since he could walk. Are we going off, not even working anymore.
Are we going off the theory that this is learned behavior from maybe, say, a father or something?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely.
Like
I mean, because, like I said, there's a man in his life that acts just like that.
Gangbanging signals and all that. Come on.
Okay, or he could have just watched a few Chief Keef videos.
No.
And I honestly say that because I remember the first time I was around his age and I quoted Eazy-E openly in front of my mom in public and didn't really know what I was talking about. I was just saying stuff.
This kid knows. When you watch this for a minute, when you watch his video, this didn't just happen for a second because I bet you shut up real quick after you said that.
Well, yeah, eventually, but this kid doesn't know what he's throwing. He's like literally throwing up mannerisms of gang signs. He doesn't know what that means.
That if that continues, this kid grows up with no feelings at all and he becomes a man with serious issues and serious problems. Number one is show and tell. You know what kids do? They do what you do. If you tell them don't do that, but you're doing it, they're not going to do what you say. They're going to do what you do. You have to teach them right from wrong, living your life the right way. Calm words and actions. This kid has been around chaos and screaming and cursing and yelling and no love. People always think it's crazy when I say my Nana and Uncle Frankie never spanked me. They never laid a hand on me, but they expected straight A's. They expected me to act a certain way. We ate breakfast at the same time every day. There was so much structure, and that's difficult to do as a parent, especially in today's day and age. There's so much going on, but that's the only way you can raise a child to be respectful.
What do you guys do as parents now with like a rotating schedule to make sure that there's that said structure in your household? Similar to like with the breakfast. I think what you said about breakfast is a big deal. Like,
it is.
To have that family communion is a big thing.
My daughter gets so upset, right? Our daughter gets like, I don't want to go sit at the table, but I know she loves it.
That's what we do. Is we eat dinner or we eat lunch, whatever. We sit down at the table and eat together.
Mm-hmm. And
there's a no phone rule at the table.
Yeah, and she does complain, but she starts talking about her day and she loves that we're interested in it. Mm. And that's what it's about. Set those boundaries and live the way you want them to live. Once again, the video is up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Black Panther Wakanda Forever. The sequel, the trailer is out. Why is it causing so many Latinos to have emotional breakdowns on social media? We'll talk about it right now. This story and more. Daily Dirt, the best gossip, brought to you by Capital One. Anthony A, celebrity birthdays.
We have Dak Prescott celebrating his birthday and YouTube star Eva Gutkowski celebrating her birthday as well.
Quavo and Takeoff, they scheduled a show. Offset is not on the lineup.
Hey!
So people are speculating the Migos have broken up. Anthony A, you say it's all for show.
I think it's all for show and to promote whatever next project QC has coming out as a whole. I mean, they're family members. Like, how much can they really break up?
It would be a travesty if they did break up.
Dude, and then once Offset gets tired of doing shows with his wife, he's going to be like, yo, dude, I'm back with the homies.
He's never going to get tired of doing shows with his wife. I doubt it very much.
Hey!
All right, President Barack Obama's playlist is out. He got Prince on there, Rosalia, Al Green, Dr. John, Tems, who I think Drake kind of introduced to the world, right? Beyonce, but even Bad Bunny. Barack Obama's playlist always gets so much attention because it's always good.
Mm.
It is.
I wish we could bring him back as president and leave his playlist behind us.
Go check the list at Dana Cortez on Instagram. It's inside my story. And then finally, Wakanda Forever is the name of the Black Panther sequel. And it's introducing two new characters, Namor and Namora, played by Mexican actors Tenoch Huerta and Mabel Cadena, inspired by Mesoamerican culture. All the people involved who advised on this particular project are indigenous from the Mexican region, and Latinos across the country, the world really, are sharing the trailer because it's representation that's positive, it's beautiful.
I am queen of the most powerful nation in the world!
And it means something because we get nothing. We get Nacho Libre.
I was going to say, way more of this, way less of that Tyga video.
Oh, yeah. And wait, what did Nacho Libre do to you? Shout out Jack Black. Nacho Libre, dude.
That movie is funny as hell.
No, I'd better see an Edgar haircut in this Black Panther movie.
Edgar.
You will. Check the actual trailer at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How does a spicy breakfast sound? Sounds good, right? Mm. Well, your new favorite cereal is getting a little kick added to it. Hold on. I think you're going to like this. Food news inside hottest hashtags on your Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
All right. Big first hottest hashtag. Toys R Us and their mascot, Jeffrey, are making a brick and mortar comeback right ahead of the holiday season. From now through October, Toys R Us are opening shops all over the country in every Macy's store in the U.S.
Oh.
Anywhere from 1,000 to 10,000 square feet. They began a partnership of 400 stores earlier this year, and it resulted in an increase of toy sales at Macy's. Let me tell you why. It's an experience. I love going to Toys R Us. I love the little horsies. I used to play with them. It's like, it's fun.
It's still great. It's great. And, you know, Jeffrey's making a comeback, but he's still down bad, dude.
He's like a ghost at this point.
Yeah.
He was coming to haunt us.
He went from having like a whole store to being right next to perfume.
Yeah. We're going to do this. 10,000 square feet, though. I bet that's going to be at their flagship in New York. You're taking me, DJ Automatic. You're taking me.
I want to grow up. Find a choice record.
All right, now, General Mills. I got to talk about food news. News. General Mills has a surprise cereal release. Cinna Fuego Toast Crunch. It's sweet, cinnamon, sugary, with a kick of fiery spice. Cinna Fuego Toast Crunch is available exclusively online at Walmart, which we order at walmart.com all the time. And it's available August 12th until they're gone. Supplies last forever.
How I feel about spicy milk.
We should try it, though. It does sound good, and I love cinnamon toast crunch.
I feel like this might be one of those cereals that's better dry.
I think this cereal is invented for social media challenges specifically. That's
you think this one right here?
Yeah, just like post yourself eating it, see what it looks like.
But you said you don't want to put any milk in it. I don't put milk in it anyway. How do I eat my cereal?
Dry.
In a cup.
But nobody else likes it like that, Dana.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
It's trail mix. You're literally making trail mix right there at that point. That's not.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll start with National Lasagna Day.
Mm. We don't make that in my house anymore. That's that was Big Dana days.
And we also have National Talking Elevator Day for you chatty patties out there.
It's so uncomfortable when people do that.
I have it down. It's like a nice little 3-minute in and out. How's your day going? Have a good
three
day.
3 minutes?
Blah, blah.
How many damn floors you go?
Yo, me
this
and Kathy.
This is the slowest elevator ever, though.
It really is. No, it is. It's bad.
Me and Kathy
building.
Be catching up. And we'll wrap it up on National Chicken Wing Day.
What's your favorite flavor chicken wing?
Lemon
Anthony
pepper,
A?
Dog.
Lemon pepper.
Oh,
all right.
It's like a traditional hot.
I know you do automatically.
And
my
you know
husband.
What? Shout out to the air fryer wings. If you don't know about air fryer wings,
did I not show you the wings?
Dana did. I mean, the only wing that might be better is a smoked wing.
That's it, though. And only from one place. It's in El Paso, Texas. It's called State Line.
Ooh.
It's right on this line of Texas and New Mexico. Yeah. Other than that, I think I make the best wings in the world. I'll challenge you.
You ain't first, you're last.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier, Dana Cortez played us this viral clip of a young kid yelling at his grandma.
Sit down.
Man.
Wild child right there.
And then we broke down things your kids should never say. So if you missed it, we're going to recap two of them right now and tell you a few things that our parents told us to never say. I told me to do.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. Man, that kid was a wild child, a real menace, dog.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, whatever, you know, parental figures he has in his life, they talk like that. And that's the reason why he talks like that.
It did remind me of the one time I quoted Eazy-E in front of my mom. And
that probably didn't go over well.
Not at all, dude. I didn't even get to the second line of my Eazy-E rap. It was Boys in the Hood. And I'm not going to quote the lyric, but I remember my mom was really big on us never saying the word dumb.
Why?
She was going to say that's one of the most insulting things you can tell a person.
Don't ever call me dumb. Don't ever call anybody dumb.
Don't ever call me dumb. Don't ever use the word dumb because you're really dyslexic, Anthony.
Stupid.
She's like, you're truly.
She's like, you are truly dumb.
Odds are you're probably dumber than them. So don't ever call anybody dumb. DJ Automatic, was there anything that your parents forbidden you to say or not to say?
I'm sure there was. I mean, but I was a wild child. Not that wild. Yeah. So my dad is...
Your dad would have disciplined you on sight.
On sight, but my dad was not around a lot when I was little. So it was just my mom, and so I think I would act out to get attention. That's like what Dana was saying. It's like, the only way you're going to get attention is by being a negative child. You're going to do negative things to get that attention. attention.
Something you pointed out really good too is that, you know, a lot of people in the comments were saying, oh, he should be, that kid needs to be hit. That kid needs to be spanked.
He needs a hug.
That's what he needs.
He needs to be told he's loved.
Yep. Dude, and every kid I remember encountering growing up, you know, I always think about like what was going on in their home, because some kids are just naturally rougher than that, dog. I remember, forget, growing up, we had this kid, Hector. Bro, neighborhood bully.
He's the neighborhood menace.
Bully, dude. You remember those old cholo belts that people would like wear, the ones that had like the like a letter in it or like an old English letter or something like that? Yeah. Bro, we would get off the bus and he would just chase us all the way home and like hit us
with the belt?
With the belt, dog. I'll never forget.
Funny, but not funny.
But now my heart goes out to him because I'm like, well, what was going on in your home that this was the highlight of your
obviously
day?
He was probably getting beat by his dad with the belt.
My head was so much bigger than my body, dog. I just looked like a big lollipop running away from him, bro, like a stricken match, dog. I was like, ah, bro, I was just running. But I'll never forget, dog, the day that Pedro stood up to him, bro. My friend Pedro stood up to him, put the belt on him, dog. Took the belt from Hector and whooped him, dog, himself.
Oh,
bro.
And I guarantee you after that, he was never a bully again, was he?
Not at all, dude. As a matter of fact.
That's like movie stuff
I need to call Pedro to come discipline this kid. That's who I need to call, dog.
Pedro, dog. Save the day.
He
saved
this
your
kid.
Neighborhood. He can save this child.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Automatic and Anthony A and myself were off, you know, the mic, and we're talking about what should we close this podcast on? And I love that you brought up the Black Panther thing.
Yeah.
You know, the whole
I didn't even know they were doing
Namor
that.
Namora. They didn't have to do it, and they decided to do it. And it is a beautiful representation of Mesoamerican culture. And you just never see, or you rarely see anything positive from Latinos, especially Mexican, Mexican-American.
They hired Mexican actors too, right?
Mexican actors
that's
to do it.
That's super fire about it.
Well, I think that the best thing about it is that people are going to be aware of Mesoamerican culture, because I think there's even a lot of Mexicans that don't even understand that they've been in this country for centuries and centuries. Well, definitely before the Pilgrims got here.
Before
the Spanish got here for sure too.
Thousands of years. It always frustrates me, and it also, it irks me when people say that America was discovered. You can't discover a civilization that's been around for thousands
and
of years.
And one that had, you know, 10-story pyramids and, like, had running water. What? Well, not running water, but had aquifers
systems,
and sewer
and
systems.
Let's pull it back into the Marvel Universe, though, right? It does kind of upset me to think about the fact that the Black Panther could save us from Thanos, but couldn't save us from Christopher Columbus or Cortez.
I don't think he was here around back then.
It just doesn't, like, he, yeah, dude, what?
It wasn't
the Black Panther
yet.
Was not around.
Come on,
in
dude.
1492.
Come on, Black Panther, dude. Could have stopped that, bro. Could have stopped smallpox.
I wish he could have. All right, here's more of the podcast now.